5.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm here to see Professor Daniels. I have a 2 o'clock appointment.
Professor Daniels won't be back until next Tuesday morning. He's gone to Chicago.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Perhaps he didn't tell you about our appointment. We arranged to meet here this afternoon. His flight isn't until 6 o'clock, and he said he wouldn't have to leave here until 4.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but he changed his plans at the last minute. He asked me to get him on a 3 o'clock flight to Chicago, and he left here about 1. It's too late to reach him at home. He's probably on his way to the airport now.
He's taking a 3 o'clock flight to Chicago? Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope this hasn't inconvenienced you too much. He was interviewed for a television program, and since that was finished earlier than he expected, he decided to leave on an earlier flight.
I don't understand. You say he was interviewed for a television program?
Yes. Oh, my, it was exciting. It's usually pretty boring around here, you know. But not today. We had bright lights and cameras. I was fascinated. Looked like a regular TV studio. And the program may be shown on TV next week. Give me your name. Why don't you? I'll leave a note on Professor Daniels' desk to let him know you were here.
My name is Marcia Nelson. I'm with WNYN-TV. I still don't understand. You say...
What? WNYN-TV? Well, then, you must know David Denton. He's the one who did the interview with Professor Daniels. Nice young man.
David was here?
Yes. He was a very capable young man. I'm sure the station couldn't do without him. But he really needs an assistant to operate the camera. It's really too complicated for one person to do it all. Set up lights, run the camera, do the interviewing besides.
Yes. Tell me, what time did David get here anyway?
Well, he called at 9:30, wanted to know if Professor Daniels could be interviewed at 11 o'clock instead of later in the day.
I see. So he came over at 11?
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, I'm awfully sorry about your appointment. I'm sure this mix-up can be explained somehow.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it can. I think I'm beginning to understand what might have happened. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Nelson. It's been nice talking with you. Oh, and when you get back to WNYN, I hope you will have a chance to run into David Denton.
Yes, well, I'm sure I'll be running into him very soon.